Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
This is Outlander Zicky Dice, and you're listening to the All Night Long Podcast.
It's the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. With the Enforcer.
I believe you're called Enforcers, Gordon.
I sell women's shoes.
And the Stallion.
Stallion, baby!
I am not what you would call a handsome man.
I'll kick you in the nuts and you'll smile at me and like it.
All night long!
Hello, and we're back with another edition of the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. We are your hosts. He's a Stallion. I am the Enforcer. We are coming to you in a very special episode this week. We are all in quarantine hell. Joe, is that fair to say?
Yeah, hell, purgatory. Depends on how long this is actually going to go, but yeah.
Well, here's the deal. We are not allowed to go outside. We're not allowed to go to work. Oh, nope, you have to work. Okay, we're not allowed to go bowling. We can't go to the mall. We can't go to the movies. Mm-hmm. We can't do anything, man. Right. We're like a lion trapped in the cage.
Yeah.
So what better to do than catch up on professional wrestling? I feel like there are very few industries that got hit as hard as professional wrestling did right now. I mean, I know the NFL, NBA, and things like that, but in the truth of the matter is those people are going to be taken care of, right? Like, the independent wrestlers right now, it's tough, man. It's tough for everybody to make a living and make a buck. Shows are canceled until, I don't know, probably, what do you think, through, what's a safe assessment, Joe? You think through May?
I don't know. I don't know what the safe assessment is anymore, to be honest. I think I was figuring at least through April, for the most part. If that hasn't already happened, it may already have happened. I'm not sure. And I don't really know what I'm basing that on either. Probably just, you know, when some of the sports are looking to come back and things like that. So I'm hopeful that by May, everything will be at least somewhat back up and running, but we'll see.
Coronavirus has taken the gym from me. It's taken wrestling, for the most part. It's taken the XFL, Joe. There's not much left. You know, aside from my health and the health of my loved ones, but, like, you know, on the surface, that it can take away from us. So, to circumvent that, what we are doing during Corona Mania, which I coined today, I hashtagged it. There wasn't any other hashtag, so I think if anybody uses it, I made it up. There are a ton of professional wrestling companies out there right now that are putting out great free content because people really have nothing else to do. So what we're going to do, we're going to every single day post a link. Every day, Joe, I see your eyes get wide, man. Every single day we're going to post a link to one of the free matches, and we're going to talk about the free match of our choice, because whatever. The other good thing is you have powerslam.tv. Joe, what's our promo code for Powerslam TV? All Night Long is our promo code.
Okay.
But what you do is use that promo code All Night Long on powerslam.tv and you get the first 30 days free. There are so many different professional wrestling organizations on there. You know, if you want to catch up on AAW, you want to catch up on Progress, there's some OTT on there. Promo code All Night Long for free for the first month, and you catch up on so much wrestling. So it's gonna be like you're not even dealing with the coronavirus. It's kind of what it's like. But today what we are going to do, man, dude, this is like I got like 14 different things I'm trying to do over here with, you know, I'll just do that. There we go.
You mean two different things?
Three. The third one is now dealing with your shitty attitude, Joe. That's what it's going to be. However, today's free match of the day, we're going to be talking about the Red Dragon versus Young Bucks Ring of Honor World Tag Team title match. They met a couple of times. My personal favorite match of all time. I know it's a very big, bold statement. My favorite match of all time is Red Dragon versus the Young Bucks from War of the Worlds. That was 2014, or was that 2015? Why is my match? 2014. Yes.
Yeah,
Nakamura versus Kevin Steen. Red Dragon had Tom Lawler in their corner. So today's match, thanks to the good folks over at Ring of Honor, all you got to do is you got to go to their YouTube, and they have a bunch of free stuff up there. So we posted the link everywhere. Without further ado, Joe, let's get into the match. I've been talking this whole time. Tell me your thoughts on Red Dragon versus Young Bucks from March 2015. Dude, do you realize that was 5 years ago?
2015 or 2014, do we say? Well, either
this way. This is March 2015. Okay. War of the Worlds was 2014. This is the Ring of Honor 13th anniversary show from March 2015.
Got it. Thank you for that. So I think this was a period of time in Ring of Honor where there was a lot of good tag team wrestling going on between, obviously, the Young Bucks, Red Dragon. What ended up becoming SCU, I think it was Kaz and Daniels, and several other teams.
War Machine, Briscoes, a lot of talent at that time.
Yes, absolutely. So there was a lot of that going on in that period of time, and it was just a really, really good tag team division. There was a lot of talent in Ring of Honor at this point that you now see in NXT and several other promotions that are a little bit more mainstream. So the match that you referenced from War of the Worlds was also one of my favorites, especially just if I'm just looking at Ring of Honor in general. I think Red Dragon was a team at this point that had kind of established themselves a little bit, but this really kind of put them to another level for me. These series of matches that they had with the Young Bucks. The Young Bucks, of course, have been on a great run for a long time, and this was definitely part of it in their time in Ring of Honor. So, on the pay-per-view, they, of course, they turn it up to another level, when it gets to that. And, there was a lot of great spots and false finishes in this match. I think the KRD storyline was going on, Knights of the Rising Dawn.
When I watched that, they were like, the KRD's at ringside. I was like, what the fuck is the KRD? And then I looked at him and I was like, it took me a second to remember that storyline, but that was a great storyline that Ring of Honor did.
It was, yeah. I mean, that was a thing. And then they, eventually, I guess we can tell everybody, we can talk a little bit about that, since they paid it off, where it was Christopher Daniels and Kazarian that were behind the masks. And the third member, the mystery member, was Chris Sabin. So Red Dragon, who had the World Tag Team titles for a little while, eventually ended up losing them to Kaz and Daniels, I believe, once the KRD storyline was paid off. So in this midst of everything, Red Dragon were the tag champs and had another great match here with the Young Bucks. Shayna Baszler, your girl, was at ringside, part of this match. So I don't know what to say about that. But yeah, so while I do think that the War of the Worlds match was a little bit better than this one, just from a personal standpoint, I think that this match was really, really good. Had a lot of cool different spots in it that you don't see those same wrestlers doing today. And the crowd was super into it, I think, by the time that it was over.
I think the crowd was into it as soon as the bell rang. The best thing I could compare the Red Dragon Young Bucks rivalry to, and the style of matches, Red Dragon, Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish, both mat-based wrestlers, submission wrestlers, cut the ring off in half, Arn and Tully. Red Dragon, to me, are a modern-day Arn and Tully, whereas the Young Bucks, Rock and Roll Express. They're both style matches. Making the hot tags, aerial maneuver. It was everything I loved about tag team wrestling in 1986 in the year 2015. And when I went back and watched it 5 years later now, almost 5 years to the day, in 2020, the match held up even more so. I don't want to be negative here, Joe. I don't want to say anything negative. I want to put a positive spin on everything. But what Red Dragon were able to do in 2015, I want to ask you this on a personal level. What they were able to do on 2015 without the handcuffs, do you notice a difference in their style from then until today?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you when you look at these matches, I guess, just in terms of if you're comparing Ring of Honor matches from this era to NXT matches from today, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion on which one is better, because they're both, you know, both styles are very good and they produce a lot of really good matches. But I think when you just look at the way the matches are laid out and some of the move sets and some of the way things that happen during the course of the match, the wrestlers have a little bit more freedom back in Ring of Honor, and I'm sure they still do it today in Ring of Honor. But just comparing these two eras, I think that's the one thing that I notice in terms of, you know, how the matches go and the flow and how that stuff really works. Whereas, you know, NXT, a lot of the matches are a little bit more of that WWE style formula.
Formulaic is a fair word, I think.
Yeah, I believe that is a word. Yes,
I'm gonna look it up.
But yeah, so I think that's where I'm going with the whole thing. Is just that's, you know. And that may not be a bad thing. I just think when you look at it in terms of comparison, I think that's the difference that I noticed.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think the Young Bucks, their style changed a little bit. They were more flippity-floppity, I would say, back in 2015. Now there's a little more rhyme and reason to the match. I mean, listen, let's not kid ourselves. 2015, it was 5 years ago. The guys got older. Kyle O'Reilly particularly was very young in this match. I think he may have been 25 years old. Bobby Fish, in this match, Steve Corino called him the youngest 38-year-old ever 5 years ago, that he's 38. He's going to be 43 this year and probably better than most of the people on the NXT roster. So I think they definitely still, age well over time. But for this match, I mean, it had all the spots. O'Reilly had Matt Jackson in armbar hanging over the ropes to the outside. Nick Jackson super kicked him. Matt Jackson tried a sunset bomb to the outside. He was holding onto the ropes. Nick Jackson super kicked him, and then he powerbombed him into Bobby Fish. I am the biggest fan of the Avalanche Falcon Arrow from the top rope. I love that move. This match had everything. They told a good story. I believe at this point the Young Bucks had just joined the Bullet Club, or they were in the height of the Bullet Club era. Steve Corino marking out for the Bullet Club was always fun. You know, I really always enjoyed that, the super kick party. This match really, to me, had it all. I could have done a little bit less Shayna Baszler, but it made sense when she broke up the pin after, I think it was more bang for your buck. She broke up the pin. More bang for your buck is a move that I really don't see the Young Bucks do much anymore, and if they do, it's not really a finish, but I thought it was a great move at the time. There was nothing bad about this match, Joe. Let me ask you this. The infamous star rating system, how many stars, Joe?
I would probably go 4.25. I think that's, it's for these guys, most of their matches usually at least hit the 4-star range. So I would go 4.25. What about yourself?
I also had it at 4.25. They didn't have to, I mean, it was the match kind of, when you were watching it, did it feel like a sprint?
I think so. I mean, the match itself only lasted probably maybe 14 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. So, I've seen these teams go longer, but, you know, of course, it varies show to show and how much time they have. So I think it was good, especially the time that they were given, a lot of cool spots in it. And, Red Dragon continuing on as the ROH Tag Team Champions for a little bit longer after this.
Yeah, I loved everything about it. I love both those tag teams. To me, they're both top five, dead or alive, back then and now. And I would highly recommend this. You know what I really missed about the suit? I don't want this to go on much longer, but how good was the crowd for this match? How good was the crowd for Ring of Honor in 2015 as a whole?
Yeah, I think it's, I don't want to be negative either. I think, you compare a little bit to what Ring of Honor is today and back then, and not even just based off of crowd size, but, you know, star power. On the independent scene, they had a lot of great talent and big names at the time that were really up and coming on, you know, independent wrestling scene in the promotion at once, and that helped to draw a lot of crowds to these shows, so there was always a lot of energy at Ring of Honor shows during this period of time, and we went to several, so we can definitely attest to that.
Yeah, and I love Ring of Honor. I still do to this day. But, Joe, I'm going to, from top to bottom on this card, 13th anniversary show, I'm going to list each wrestler on this card, and I want you to tell me what organization they're in. We're going to go rapid fire. You ready?
Oh, I'm going to try, since we're already over time. Yes.
Matt Sydal.
Marijuana.
Cedric Alexander.
205 Live.
Moose.
Impact.
Mark Briscoe.
ROH.
The Kingdom.
All of them. Taven's still in ROH. Bennett is in WWE, and Cole's in WWE.
Carl Anderson.
WWE.
Daniels.
AEW.
Kazarian.
AEW.
Roderick Strong.
NXT.
BJ Whitmer.
AEW.
AJ Styles.
WWE.
ACH.
Independent.
You know what? Pass. Red Dragon.
WWE.
Young Bucks.
AEW.
Jay Lethal.
ROH.
Alberto El Patron.
Jail.
Touche. Jay Briscoe.
ROH.
Ciampa.
NXT.
Hansen.
WWE.
Elgin.
Impact?
Sure. Four guys out of this whole show are still at the company. That's all you need to say, man. So listen, if you're a Ring of Honor fan, watch the product today, because in about 6 years, they're going to be main eventing WrestleMania, because that's the vicious cycle that is Ring of Honor. We appreciate your time checking out today's All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. Free match of the day. Check us out everywhere you find podcasts. Everywhere you go, social media, at All Night Long WP. And if you watch this match, tell us what you think. Give me your stars, man. Give me 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 stars in Tokyo Dome. Let us know what you think, and let us know you want to hear us review tomorrow. So that's it for another episode of the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast, and we're tapping out.